when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This has been in the news very much and all over social media for the past 48 hours or so. Should rugby supporters be allowed to drink in Croke Park, or more specifically, be allowed to drink in their seats at Croke Park? Well, the GAA doesn't seem to think so. We have Ken Perro here from the 96 FM Street Fleet and a massive rugby supporter. Ken, what's your thoughts on this?
I honestly think, as a rugby fan, rugby is about more than just the game. Mm. Rugby have done a huge amount to increase this match day experience. And the event doesn't begin when the whistle blows. It begins a couple of hours. And now, if having a couple of drinks on the way to your game is what you want to do, up in Thomond Park and in Irish Independent or Virgin Media Park, as it is now, they'll do the fan zones where even kids are brought in to meet players that might be injured, do some autographs. There's, you know, throwing games, there's games for kids. It's not all drink related, but the idea is that the whole game becomes a full experience before kickoff, after kickoff, halftime, the whole thing just encapsulates into an event. And a lot of Irish people like to have a few pints. It doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be trouble, that there'll be rowdiness. Yeah. And I think rugby fans have proved that throughout the years, that there's never trouble at rugby games. I've been going to rugby games for a very, very, very long time, and I don't think I've ever actually seen any trouble.
So at the moment, for people who don't go to Thomond Park, can you have a drink in your seat?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
All right.
But so you have to go out and get it, obviously.
You have to go and get it. Yeah.
Same in Cork and Virgin Media.
Yeah,
Park.
So it'd be nice if somebody brought it to you. Right. Yeah. So, but this is a huge game. This is Leinster Northampton. It's sold out, 83,000 people, Croke Park. So a lot of fans going along there, they'll be used to having that kind of, because you see on TV with the internationals, all that kind of stuff, the Welsh fans standing up and cheering, they'll have a pint in their hands and stuff like that. The fans in Croke Park will not be able to do that, because the GAA says that they never allow this anyway.
Well, here's why I think it comes down to infrastructure, first of all. Yeah. Would they have the bars? If you're going to sell one, you have to sell one to everyone.
Yeah.
So that's having the capacity to sell drink to 83,000 people, which, if you've ever been in a pub on a Saturday night in Cork, 500 people can cause pressure.
Yeah.
The other problem with that is if you have alcohol, you move from having stewards to qualified licensed security.
Okay.
That's a big cost.
Is that why the GAA is not great about having alcohol in the ground, especially in people in their seats as well? I mean, because the GAA is saying, we don't do this for GAA fans, so why should we do it for rugby fans?
And you got to see their point. But again, it comes down to, in the event industry, guys are really, really struggling to get security staff that have the license.
Yeah.
At a GAA match and a soccer match, it's the same in soccer, it's the exact same in Cove Ramblers or Cork City. You won't get a beer at your seat. So it's not just exclusive to GAA. It's crowds, it's chanting, it's boisterous. So I do see their point, but I think a lot of it comes down to the capacity, the insurance capabilities.
Yeah.
If you're serving alcohol, your insurance goes up. You need more security. The price of the drink will also go up.
Yeah.
And it would offset it, but...
Yeah, but I mean, the last time I was at a rugby international, it's quite a few years ago now, in Lansdowne Road, as I still call it, but the Aviva Stadium. You could drink in your seat, and one of the things that I think was driving a lot of fans crazy was that people were constantly getting up, going to the toilet, going to get a drink, up and moving along, and there was a guy sitting next to me who I could see was getting visibly very agitated about being excuse me, every 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, in a big long row. Does it take away from the experience? Do real rugby fans just want to concentrate on the game and don't want somebody sitting next to them with a pint in each hand and kind of getting them going to the jacks every 5 minutes?
I'm trying to think how to say this nicely. Some people like to complain. If that guy complaining about getting up every couple of minutes wasn't complaining about that, he'd be complaining about something else.
Yeah. Because when I watch rugby on TV, and especially from the Southern Hemisphere, it looks South African fans in a beautiful stadium with the sun shining, with a beer in one hand and a, what looks like half a cow in the other, wrapped around some bread. That looks very appealing to me. That's part of the rugby atmosphere, isn't it?
One of the stadiums in South Africa, and I'm not sure which because I've only seen a picture of it on social media, has actually barbecues built into the stand. So you book your area and it has a barbecue. Yeah. There's another one that play in the URC, and it was last summer now, Munster were playing them, and at the end of the stand, there was like a little water park for the kids. Mm. So again, it comes down to your match day experience.
Yeah.
You come in early, you have your barbecue, the kids go off and have some fun, and the match is the...
Because it's not like Croke Park is not going to have lots of alcohol. For instance, they did the American football. They do those regularly in Croke Park. And they did a game, I think it was the last big match that they had, two college teams in the US. There was the stadium was awash with beer because American football and American baseball, American fans in general, they won't go to something unless they have a bucket of beer with them, really. You know, so.
And why not?
Yeah.
I think the idea is drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Alcohol isn't sold to children for a reason. If you're not capable or responsible enough to do it within moderation, maybe you shouldn't, you know?
Right, okay. It's an interesting one because as well, Bruce Springsteen's going to be playing in Croke Park and in Parky Keeve, and there's going to be obviously an order.
But there the bars will be on the pitch.
Yeah.
So you got to fix the bars into the concourse, but they're leased out. There's a lot of money in that. Maybe the GAA are missing a trick with the money that's involved.
I think the GAA as well, for a sort of probably admirable ideological reasons, have a thing about alcohol, and I think that they're, as an association, they're very conscious of their responsibility, maybe to act, sometimes to say we don't want that much alcohol near our games or near our association. I think maybe as the owners of Croke Park, that I think they have the right this time around to say, listen, this is just the way we do it, and we're always going to do it like this.
They do, but then they've got to do the same thing for the American football.
Yeah.
The other point is Croke Park is in a housing estate. They don't want the volume. They don't want people singing. They don't want the associated messiness that comes with 83,000 people enjoying their day. Leinster should win this game.
Yeah.
And I think they'll win. I'm putting Leinster by about 20 points.
Right.
Kills me to say it, but they'll win comfortably.
Okay, so Leinster are going to beat Northampton anyway, and then we can talk about what's going to happen in the final. Yeah.
Like I say, it's part of a rugby experience, but I don't think any real hardcore rugby fans will mind too much for the...
Well, it's 80 minutes. I mean, you can maybe do without a beer for 80 minutes.
It's not 80 minutes. That's what I'm trying to say. It's probably three, ideally 4 hours, where you go in early, you enjoy the experience, and there's a lot of corporate hospitality, which I know Croke Park is dealt for.
Actually, I must check out that place in South Africa if I ever get a chance to go there, because beer and barbecue and rugby sounds like in the sun, sounds like fun. Okay, Ken, thanks very much. Thanks for joining us here this morning on The Opinion Line.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.